And get it, the Tommy Hunter Show, featuring Mike, Mark, and Jack, the Rhythm Pals. Al Harris and the Spanish guitar. Wally Trogdon and the swinging violin. Yours truly, Bill Bessie, and a Tuesday treat with a bunkhouse beat. Music in country style.
Make my country style.
The Tommy Hunter Show is presented daily from the stage of the CBC Concert Studio in Toronto and comes to you today with the good wishes of your local station host from coast to coast. And now, here he is, the ever-popular country gentleman, Tommy Hunter.
I want to go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I want to sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and share your little love nest. I want to go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I want to go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I want to sigh when you sigh,
if I could only
cry when you cry.
You won't be lonely.
Smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. And if you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and share your little love nest. I want to go where you go.
Why don't you let me
do what you do?
Come on and get me,
and we'll make love, then I'll be happy.
Thank you so very much, and greetings, good friends. Welcome to our Tuesday show, December 22nd. Today is officially the first day of winter. Around this part of the country, there's a seasonable nip in the air. But we have lots of warm and happy music on our program to counter the drop in temperature outside. Today, we're saluting Algon, New Brunswick, in our tribute to a town. Algon is a community often called the Christmas Tree Center of the Maritimes, and of course, we hope there are many of our good friends in NB listening. Now, let's get right down to the business of Merry Christmas ballads. Here's Mike, Mark, and Jack reviving a great favorite of several years back. I saw Mama kissing, you know who, not Boo Boo Huckleberry Hound. Thank you.
if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
The Rhythm Pals singing I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus. Now, Smiling Al Harris is going to cut a few figure eights on the strings of his Spanish guitar. He's got his blades all sharpened and is ready to demonstrate the Harris glide to the tune of the Skater's Waltz.
Tribute to a Canadian town. Whether it be a fishing village in the Maritimes, a mining town in northern Ontario, a cattle town on the prairies, or an agricultural center in British Columbia. And today we pay tribute to Elgin, New Brunswick. The community of Elgin has often been called the Christmas Tree Center, for in the neighboring countryside, thousands of Christmas trees are cut each year to brighten the Yuletide season for Canadians on our East Coast and elsewhere. Elgin is also noted for its maple products, its cheese, lumber, and pulpwood. And because of location near the magnificent scenic drive leading to Gordon Falls on the Pullet River, thousands of tourists visit it each year. Recently, copper and manganese ore have been found in the district. And so because of this and its present industries, the people of Elgin look forward to a promising future. Yes, Elgin, New Brunswick is a distinctive Canadian community, one which we now salute with pride.
Salutations to a fine hometown.
Now, for local stations, we take time out. There's something they'd like you to know about. Which brings us to request time out along the network, a letter from Arnprior, Ontario, for Wally Troggett to play Silver Bells. Thank you.
a few years ago, one of the all-time favorites of country music, Ernest Tubb, recorded the song along with the Andrews Sisters that always gets a big play during the Yuletide season. It's called Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue that's certain, and when that blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue
looking too bad considering the season.
Well, thank you.
Suppose you've got all your Christmas shopping done by now?
Yep, but it sure took a lot of money.
Oh, well, it always does. It certainly is hard to live within your income around this time of the year.
And who lives within their income? I only just managed to live within my credit.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Say there, Mark, how do you get down off an elephant?
You climb down.
Nope.
Use a ladder?
Nope.
Well, then you jump down.
Nope again.
Well, then how do you get down off an elephant?
You don't get down off an elephant at all, Mark. You get down off a duck.
There's something more than corn cooking in the Mike Furby household today. When it comes out of the kitchen oven and is duly decorated with icing and candles, it will say, Happy Birthday. Yes, it's Mike's birthday. What do you say we give our built-in Santa Claus a special round of birthday applause? Mike, you don't really expect extra presents so near to Christmas, do you?
Well, Tom, after so many years, I've got it all arranged. I've got it all fixed up. Don't
worry about it. You have. We told Mike that he'd have to do a solo on his birthday, and he promised that he would. Okay, Slim, you're on.
All right.
Here comes the fattest man in town. He's more than 60 inches round. never in a hurry, never has a frown, doesn't ever worry, long as there's reindeer round. Why, here comes the fattest man in town,
Al Harris.
Wonder whose chimney he'll slide down. There's only one-way traffic when he comes around. Make way for the fattest man in town. Why, here comes the fattest man in town.
Mike
Kirby. Oh, he's more than 60 inches round.
All right.
Never in a hurry, never has a frown, doesn't ever worry, long as there's reindeer around. Why, here comes the fattest man in town. Wonder whose chimney he'll slide down. There's only one-way traffic when he comes around. Make way for the fattest man in town.
Slim Furby, the fattest man in town.
The rolling hills retell the stories of early pioneers traveling up an old Canadian trail.
Yes, it's time to relate another interesting tale of the old Canadian trail. True anecdotes and legends of Canada's early West. And today, a story about Christmas in the early West. The Canadian cowboys who helped to open up our rich Western prairies had little time for holidays. The Canuck cowpook spent his time often riding into the face of howling winter winds in below zero temperatures. He might have worn a Stetson, but it's more likely he wore something he could pull down over his ears. And most of the time, he could be found pulling steers out of snowbanks, or lifting them to their feet so they wouldn't freeze to death where they lay. And those that seemed too weak to weather the harsh months of the winter out in the open, he drove to the ranch, where as many as possible were kept inside barns and lean-tos and fed by hand. When the 25th rolled around, you could usually find the cowhands crowded around the tiny stove in the typical ranch bunkhouse, stocking it with wood to keep the cold away, fully clothed, complete to mackinaw and hat, laughing or singing, sharing the joy of the glorious day. Around them, the snow drifted in through the many cracks in the pole roof of the barn-like building, and the wind whistled in the windows. More often than not, they were merely covered with something like a buffalo hide. Yes, that's all there was to their Christmas, but even so, it was a day they looked forward to and remembered, for it always brought with it a feeling of goodwill and fellowship. Even out there on the desolate winter prairie, in the early days of our own Canadian West.
Traveling up an old Canadian trail.
And now it's Country and Western Hit Parade time, and Mike is the one who keeps statistics around here. And he tells me Marty Robin, Story of the Old West, is now number one. You listen to the words as Tall Tom relates the tale of El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Palito would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Palito, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I fell in love but in vain I could tell.
One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Paulina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down
spread his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked from the bountiful deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Rose's I ran, out where the horses were tied. I called it goodbye, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso right to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding along in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's cantina below. My love is stronger and pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Molina I go. Off to my right I see 5 mounted cowboys. To my left and see a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Paulina is strong, and I ride where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Paulina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by 2 loving arms that I'll die for, 1 little kiss and Paulina, goodbye.
Local stations now take their cue. They've got a message to interest you. And we have a message, too. If you happen to be in the Toronto area this coming Thursday, a special Christmas Day program with the Tommy Hunter Show, one in particular for the youngsters. And if you'd like to bring them down, join us here in the concert studio on McGill Street, just below College and Young. Well, where are you folks from?
Oh, from Toronto.
Have you been down to the Tommy Hunter Show before?
Oh, every week.
What is your name?
Mrs. Stone.
And who's your
My
friend?
My daughter.
Here? And have you done all your Christmas shopping?
Oh, yes, all I'm going to do.
Really?
This year.
What special ones have you bought this year?
Oh, not too many, just for the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. How many are there?
10.
10?
That's all.
And how many youngsters do you have among those 10?
Four.
What is your name again?
Mrs. Porter.
Mrs. Porter. How do you have time to get away and get over here? And
just make time.
Good. Let's see back here. Anyone else? Where are you folks from back in here?
Toronto.
And what is your name, sir?
Bud Wright.
Bud Wright? Glad you came around to see the Tommy Hunter Show.
Thanks.
This is the season for exchanging greetings by letters and by Christmas cards. All of us on the show have been made especially happy by the many lovely cards that have been arriving at the studio. Each day we put as many cards as we can on display here by the Christmas tree on stage, and they all seem to add a special warmth to our show. We thank you all again for your kindness in sending them, and we wish it were possible to expend
happy Yuletide greetings to you all in person. However, we'd sure like to take a quick visit to your hometowns by the Rhythm Pals route on the Rocky Mountain Express. How about that? Thank you, Mike, Mark, and Jack. Well, that winds up our show for today. We hope you enjoyed it and that you'll be around tomorrow for our Wednesday edition. Alec Reed is our guest tomorrow, and he's a happy fellow that can make a piano keyboard practically talk. I know Alec has something special up his sleeve for us tomorrow. A big thank you to our fine studio audience for coming along today. Remember to tell your friends about our Thursday Christmas show. It will be a real jolly program designed for the children as well as the grown-ups. And just before we go, we'd like to say hello to Pat Morgan, who just came in and standing in the control room there. Hi, Pat. Now, on behalf of the entire gang, Mike, Mark, and Jack, the Rhythm Pals, Wally Trogdon, Smiling Al Harris, Bill Betsy, Tommy Hunter, saying thank you so very much for listening. Good Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
The Tommy Hunter Show, directed by Ken Dalziel, is presented daily by the CBC, has come to you today with the good wishes of your local station host from coast to coast. From CBC Radio, Thursday night over most of these stations, in a special program replacing Citizens Forum, British actress and comedian Joyce Grenfell is featured in a half hour of songs and monologues. A program for Christmas with Joyce Grenfell, Thursday night. This is CBC Radio, the Trans-Canada Network.